Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I just want to start off by thanking everybody that's been downloading our podcast,
yes.
A Secret Show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, and intern Ant. And yesterday, we started to do the podcast. We wanted to record, but intern Anthony had a little issue.
Yeah, I went to just take a two-minute break. I left the room, and I see the guy coming in a hazmat suit and a gas mask, because every day when our show's finished, they spray the room with coronavirus disinfectant.
Which is
you
cool.
You know what?
Yeah.
Anthony, rather than explaining it, why don't we just play what happened?
Well, it's just me choking, so there's no explanation to it.
Oh, this is definitely fun. Let's do it.
Anthony, are you okay?
So bad. It is. My throat burns. My eyes burn. And
why don't you walk out for a minute?
What is happening?
He said it's not going to go away for a long time.
What
is
happening?
You sound
like shit. Now I feel like we're keeping him in this room. We can't do this.
It was his idea, Karen. He texted us to come.
It is so bad. So he sprayed all of the stuff for COVID, and it doesn't look like it's sitting in the air anymore. But when you take a breath inside this room, it is.
Go outside for a minute and take a deep breath.
I did already, but it's just going to be stuck. It's lingering in the room for a while. Now my eyes feel like they're bleeding. My throat hurts, and I can't take big breaths.
You got to go. You got to go.
Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. Anthony's going to go to the hospital.
It's kind of cool.
I'm eating an English muffin. I'm so concerned about you.
Yeah, so I almost died in here yesterday.
But how do you feel now?
Like shit, to be honest with you.
Oh, no.
I'm nauseous. My throat has been burning for 2 days. And yesterday when I left the studio, 4 nosebleeds in 1 day. 4 nosebleeds. 1 day.
I can only hope it's because you were like cleaned out, because it's like cleaning out the virus. If you did have the virus, it's definitely gone.
Or I got fucking poisoned in the studio while going to work, Karen.
Oh,
did you guys hear me on the tape, like for liability purposes, being like, Anthony, you told us to do this. I'm like, are you gonna sue the company?
We're like, go now.
Are you gonna sue?
No. He's walking out of here in a hazmat suit and a gas mask, and he goes, go ahead, go back in. I'm the moron, because I should have put two and two together, realizing that this guy's wearing protective equipment, and I'm going in and taking deep breaths. It was bad.
You know what? It was a lesson learned. You tell that man next time, you got to come back in 5 minutes. I'm not done. You work on your schedule, not his.
He was in a hazmat suit. I was afraid of him.
Tell him to wait, hazmat man.
Karen, if a guy in a hazmat suit is telling you to do something, you listen to them.
I've
watched enough horror movies to know what I have to do, or they will
Breaking
shoot.
Breaking Bad.
I'd probably just run screaming from the room. I really would. That's actually really scary.
To think we started recording a podcast yesterday about Disney World, and then that happened. Completely derailed everything.
I know,
everything.
We're like, who can talk about Disney now? I can't.
Just another day at the office here.
I know. We'll never hear the end of it, Johnny.
Pretty soon, everyone will be vaccinated, and we won't have to deal with this bullshit anymore.
I know. We just have to get intern Anthony vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. Johnny's vaccinated. I respect your decision, but I just want you to be safe.
Well, I don't even think Johnny should be vaccinated, to tell you the truth. You don't want to have any more children, correct, Karen?
You said, right?
I don't. Right. And this is a concern, because my kids are about to get the vaccine after it's legal, and there's a lot of talk about that right now, but I don't have enough information on that.
That's the problem. I feel like it's roulette getting the vaccine right now for people who are planning on having children.
Intern Anthony, you just said that you didn't think that I should get the vaccine. Tell me why.
Because you're going to be having children within the next couple of years. And I think it's, I don't know if it's stupid of you. You're braver than I am about it, because I would not do it yet. And I am a full supporter of vaccinations. I get the flu shot every year.
Well, no, you can't say that you're a full supporter of the vaccinations if you're not getting the vaccination. To me, you sound like a little bit of a conspiracy theorist.
Well, there is the point that we really don't know. We don't have any information on what this does to us, this vaccination.
Mm-hmm. To me, this isn't a vaccination. It's a test. It's a test to see if it works
or
not.
I took the test. I definitely, but I don't, you know, I'm also not going to have any more children.
I know.
But also, you know, I'm not going to lie. I had the conversation with my girlfriend. We are both half vaccinated. We actually both get our second shots next week on the same day.
Awesome.
And we discussed that, you know, if the time comes that we want to have children and, you know, we can't because of the vaccine, we will happily adopt. We had that talk.
That's really good. A lot of people don't talk about that.
But for me, I want to trust science. I get the flu shot every year. So why am I not going to trust science this far, you know?
I trust it every year, too, but it's less than a year old, this shot. And I'm not saying don't get it. I'm just saying that I'm scared of it.
Your whole family has it, though.
My entire family got vaccinated.
But his entire family isn't going to have kids.
Right. My grandma's 81. I don't think she's planning on having any kids.
What about Alexa?
My little sister, Alexa? No, she did not get the vaccination. And I don't know if she's getting it or not.
It's a tough one. I'm not in your position, so I can't even, I'm not judging either.
I have my girlfriend's cousin, his name's Vito, lives in Italy where they're doing the AstraZeneca one.
Shout out.
And fucking it up everywhere they go.
An article just came out that AstraZeneca can cause blood clots.
It's destroying
today
people.
That came out.
Yep, it's destroying people. And I was talking to him the other day. I was like, how's the vaccine program rolling out there? And he said in his small little town in Italy, he's like, this is a fucking nuts. Every day in the news, you hear a doctor, a policeman, a firefighter go to get the vaccine. And then 3 hours later, they're dead.
The AstraZeneca vaccine is only like 75% reliable anyway.
Right. So I wouldn't even want to inject something in myself that's remotely fucking associated with that. It makes me sick to think that this is even legal that they're doing this.
You're putting me in the worst position because I know so many people, even in the healthcare industry, that feel the same way. They're like, they don't want it. They feel like it's too fast. There's not enough research. And I mean, I took it and I'm fine. But then again, I'm not going to try to have kids. So.
But I was even scared for you getting it never mind for future kids' health, for your own health. You don't know what could happen to you.
Well, I did feel like I had corona again.
Yes.
It brought the, you know, difficulty breathing back, but they told me that was going to happen, so I didn't panic.
By the way, sorry about the sirens in the background. I live by a hospital.
This is real life. I don't know how we cover that on the air either.
I mute my microphone anytime an ambulance goes by.
And my kids are on spring break, so you don't hear breakfast in the background. You hear no clanking of dishes or, you know, teapots going off.
And I actually work in an office, so that's why it sounds professional.
And that's exactly why you should get the vaccine.
I support you as your friend. As a vaccinated person, I don't want to go near you within the next year.
Same.
So I love you, but maybe we should keep it this way.
Yeah.
Anyway, Johnny's got to go. He actually has a funeral week to go to.
Yeah. In between commercials on the show today, I'm like showering. I'm currently in my suit. About to head out the door. It was a family friend. She lived a long life, guys. 97 years young.
Oh,
man.
Yes.
God bless her. Yep. All
but
right.
Maybe we could pick up again next week. I want to bust Anthony's balls about the vaccine just a little bit more. I'm not done here, Kara.
I know. I can't wait to do this. Well, thanks for listening to us off the mic, a secret show with Karen, Johnny, and Anthony.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.